new.
We saw you on TV.
Oh.
Get the shaving cream pie.
So what's your official reaction?
I feel like Peyton and Decker, they got me real well last night, and I'm definitely looking forward to revenge at this point.
You had to know something was up when they picked you to do the interview.
I wasn't really paying attention to it, so that was stupid on my behalf, but like I said, I'm looking forward to getting those guys back.
You didn't see all the guys with their cell phones recording you?
I honestly wasn't paying attention.
It seems like it'd be easy to get revenge on Decker, but getting revenge on Ping seems to be a confounding topic for all you guys.
I think a lot of guys are going to jump at that opportunity, so we just got to plan something out real well for them and get them when
as
it counts.
A team.
Yeah, definitely.
And it needs to be televised too, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just remind them that you protect them in a pretty vulnerable area, and maybe you should save the prank for guys that aren't directly affecting his well-being?
Well, he's pretty much got everybody on the offense, so I was one of those guys that it was bound to happen sooner or later. So I'm glad that we got it out of the way.
A lot looser of a team camaraderie coming in this year.
Yeah, definitely. That event yesterday, I think we had about over 30 people there, so it was great to go and just visit and go. That was my first baseball game. It was great to go visit and watch other Colorado sports, so help and support them.
That was your first baseball game ever, or just first Rockies game?
That was my first baseball game ever in my life.
Wow.
Bad experience? Yeah. Definitely a bad experience.
But usually you don't get
high. Well, we're all having a good time, so we're all up there having a good time in them. I was the highlight of the night, so.
How about a more serious subject, your toe? Tell us, how's that going along?
My toe's great. It's 100%. My shoulder feels about 85%.
So it's the shoulder that's...
Yeah, my shoulder was a little bit worse than my toe. My toe wasn't really a big deal. So I'm looking forward to getting after it. I'm pretty sure that I'll be able to go full go here in about 2 weeks when we start off.
I mean, it has been a rough offseason for the O-line injury-wise. I mean, you're seeing all the guys in the training room wondering how it's going to be to get everybody back on the field at some point.
It's going to take time. You know, we're not going to be as a whole unit right away, but we should be back together in the beginning of training camp. So I know each guy, they had their own little deal, and, you know, it's a tough season. It's 16 games, so it's going to be guys that go down and get hurt. So it's just, I'm happy that we're all able to take care of what we needed to take care of this offseason, and we will be back in time for training camp.
Is there a difference in the conditioning this year, knowing that the team wants to play a little bit more fast-paced coming up this season?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know, for one, I want to play a little bit lighter this year than I've played in the past. I want to actually go down to about 315, and I haven't played in the NFL lighter than 320 in the past 2 years. So I know I just want to play a little bit different. I know a lot of guys, they want to be in better shape, because last year definitely was an eye-opener. With Peyton, you know, you definitely got a little bit tired at times in the game, and you don't want that to happen again this year.
Is that diet, or how do you get down to that weight?
I have a nutritionist, yeah. So, and my food, for what I'm paying, it's definitely working, and I feel a lot better about myself.
But then is it hard for you to kick? I mean, did you have any go to, you know, junk food, whether it be a McDonald's or a whatever, a Burger King?
I hate sweets, but I love chips, potato chips. So if I get a bag of potato chips, it'd be 12 o'clock at night. It could be 6 a.m. in the morning. If I get a bag of potato chips and you leave me alone with it, I could eat the whole bag. So that's my weakness right there.
I know the O-line's one of the most tight-knit groups on the team. When you get a new guy coming in like Luis Vasquez, are you guys quick to just welcome him in if you know he's going to be able to produce?
Well, Luis was staying at my house for like 2.5 weeks when he first got here. So, like, me and him, we got to spend a lot of time together. And, yeah, you have to really welcome him in, because you can't really try to put him on the outside, have him as an outsider or anything like that, because, you know, we're talking about five guys working collectively as one on the field. So we definitely got to welcome him with open arms.
Good roommate?
Nah.
Did you?
Bad Why not? Wait, messy or?
He came in one night. The first night he got there, he ate my meals. Like, he woke up, ate my meals. I had to talk to him about that. And he was just a bad house guest, I think. No, I'm playing.
I'm playing.
He was actually a good roommate, but he did eat my meals, and I wasn't happy about that.
How did he end up staying with you, though? I mean,
how did he end up?
Come to Pat? He could have stayed anywhere. Could have stayed
anywhere. Well, his house was closing on the 19th, and he wanted to be up here 2 weeks in advance. And he just reached out to me, and I said, yes, of course, you know, especially if this is a guy that I'm getting ready to play beside potentially. So need to have some kind of chemistry there.
You've been in touch with Ryan because I know he hasn't been getting
the
OTAs. Are you hoping he'll get here?
Well, I know he's going to be ready for the season, and I know Ryan's going to be working out and doing whatever he has to do wherever he's at. I'm excited for him to get back, obviously, because Ryan's probably one of the guys I hang out with more. But he'll get back when he is ready to get back, I guess.
Confident he'll be a Bronco for getting on the contract?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're working day-to-day at that. So I'm pretty confident that they're going to get that done.
Okay. Thank you, Orlando.
Thanks, Orlando.
Thanks. All right.